Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hey, I know we're right at 8 o'clock here. I'm out in the shop. You guys have to give me just a few minutes. I'm going to have to go inside and use a little boys' room. The coffee is working very well this morning.
Sounds good.
Okay, BCW, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bentley. How are you today?
Good. Just making some breakfast. Looks like my bride is going to sleep in, so I'll surprise her with a little breakfast sandwich before I leave. Looking forward to getting out today.
Yes. This, I guess, is going to be a fun and informative venture.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. Did you guys take a look at those log sheets that I made up?
I did, and they are just the ticket. I kind of tuck my tail between my legs and have a request, though. Could you maybe, are you printing them off? B, could you maybe print off a couple extra? My printer took a dump yesterday.
Already anticipated that. I did print them off for myself, and I've got a couple extras.
Should have known. You're always on the stick.
Sometimes not in the right orientation.
Well, that does happen to the best of us.
Is Josh still there?
I think he said he was going to run to the little boys' room, so I'm sure he'll be back.
Curious how many spots he's going to recon today.
Yeah, your text this morning, it's funny you worded it like that, because I've never known anybody to call it anything other than the East Hill.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine, but, you know, we got all kinds of places out here like, you know, Wasson's Grade and, you know, other colloquial terms, and I was just curious if there had been one for that, so that's why I asked.
Sometimes people up in those areas aren't so creative. And I feel I can say that because I'm one of them.
Product of
100%. All right, man. Well, I'll let you get back to your breakfast, and yeah, I'm out here, and we'll have the radios on. KAZAT.
Copy that. See you around 9 o'clock. K8BCW.
KF8SDE
monitoring.
KBCW, good morning, Josh.
Good morning, sir. I got that pin, and that's actually that spot that you selected is not directly in the way, but it's the spot I wanted to go and test from is literally like 2 minutes east if I take that way up to get there, so that works out perfect.
Great, glad to hear it. Thanks for swinging by on that one. How many spots are you planning on testing on your way?
I only have the one spot, just because where I'm at, Simplex, until I get far enough north and elevated, none of it works. I know Chris and I have tried from my house, which my GMRS Simplex will work if you're just past Meyer on top of the hill going into Petoskey. After that, it's gone. So the 2 meter should work that distance, but anything closer, like I said, the elevation is so low down here that if you don't have a tower or you're not high enough, it doesn't really it doesn't affect it. So that's a good spot in between, and it's a spot that I go to. I used to bird hunt out there a lot, stuff, and it's elevated. So if we can hit it there, for me, that's probably going to be the closest simplex that I'm going to get.
Three spots that I'm going to transmit from, and we'll see. I think two of them are going to work out well. The other one's got some hills in between, but it's a shorter distance, so we'll see if we can overcome it.
Yeah, and I'm real curious, obviously being mobile, my setup works well, but I don't know. I'd be real curious to see if I can reach Chris from there, because that's, I mean, it is elevated from where I'm at, but I'm only 700 feet here, so I'm way down. On another note, when we were up in the UP last weekend, I had a guy from Mount Arvon, and I was over on Mount Brockway in the Keweenaw. Dude, it was crystal clear. He was hitting the repeater all the way. There's actually a couple of them. He was hitting one that was quite south of the Keweenaw. I would suspect you can hit it from Porcupine Mountain. And it was him and another guy up near where I was at. I mean, it was just crystal clear. I couldn't believe I was hitting repeaters everywhere from the top of that mountain. It was absolutely astounding that it would go that far just being elevated like that. It was wild.
Yeah, it's amazing what some actual topography can do for you. And then, you know, go out into the mountains in the west, and when you have a repeater tower on top of a mountain and you're on top of another mountain, the distances make so much less difference.
Yeah, because even if the crow flies, that repeater that I was on, I didn't think it was going to reach. I mean, it was so far off, but it worked. There's another one up there too that's close to Calumet, just north of it. That's up on a hill, or mountain, I guess. It's all rock up there. That one worked really well, basically from everywhere because of its elevation. But yeah, the fact that guy was reaching, and I heard him say where he was at, I'm like, there's no way. No, yeah, they were just, I mean, you're talking 2.5-3 hour trip, and they're just chattering across the airwaves, so it's pretty wild. It is patchy up there, though. I noticed a lot of them, like in the campground, I couldn't get anything. I opened a repeater a couple times, but I think there was Chris and I were talking about it, there must be a lot of interference in the campground, because I could barely get the NOAA channel to come in. So, real interesting, the things that I kind of, the nuances I picked up on while I was up there, but the terrain definitely makes a difference, and I could tell that as far as range. Some of the ranges on the repeaters are a lot less just because of the up and down and the mountains and stuff, so it was interesting, though.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing more about it during our debrief this afternoon when we all get back to Chris's talk.
Yeah, and my plan kind of was, and I don't know, I guess you guys already discussed it, I'm assuming I'm going to hang here and see when you're going around if Simplex hits Chris or I, or if we can transmit back and forth. And once we're hitting through with that, I basically am heading to Chris's house. It's the back way I take to get to his house, where you wanted me to test, and then the one spot that I want to. I'm assuming that that's how we'll do it, and that'll be the last. And I'm not super optimistic about me hitting you guys Simplex, just because it's super hilly where I'm at, but I am going to be elevated, so from here I know it's not going to do much. I don't even have my antenna up on the tower yet, so I haven't had free time as of yet.
Yeah, don't wait on me, man. I'm going to be at Chris's place at 9, and I'm going to drop off a couple of items for him. And then I'm going to take off from there to my first location. So at 9 o'clock, if you want to try your Simplex test with him, and then when that's done, then you can just hit the road and go to any other locations on Chandler Hill and kind of work your way back And I'm thinking that if you do that, we'll probably both arrive back at Chris's around the same time-ish.
Yeah, I can do that. What's your furthest point south towards me?
I'm not going south. I'm going north and west.
Okay, so yeah, there's probably no potential chance that you're going to hit me, Simplex, especially if you're mobile, because like I said, Chris and I couldn't get it with my tower up, so, okay. Yeah, I can do that, and then I'll, around the 9 o'clock hour, or whatever the timing is when you're going around, I can head up that way, and if that puts us there at the same time, that'll work out perfect.
Well, my first location I'm going to is on Beacon Hill, which is where the Stutz 650 GMRS repeater is located. So you never know. There could be a chance that we could connect that way, and maybe if you're on mobile on 50 watts, that would work too.
That wouldn't surprise me. I know that the Stutz repeater, I've been on and off it all week long. It's been coming in really clear, so... If you're in that same location, with 2 meter, I actually wouldn't be surprised. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, if we're all on that VHF call channel, and using that, and then the backup would be, the WHCCE Petoskey repeater, which we should be able to hit from anywhere and everywhere. But if I'm trying to talk to Chris on that VHF call channel, and you're able to hear me, pipe up and let me know.
KF8SD. Yes, and we are 146.520, correct?
Yeah, we doubled there. And then if I hear you, I will do the same. And yes, the VHF calling channel 146.52.
Is Chris listening to us by chance, or did he disappear?
I'm guessing he disappeared. I'm going to have to drop, too. I got a few things to do before I head out, so I will catch up with you later and hear you on the air. KBCW.
All right, I will be standing by. KF8FTE.
Hey, BCW Mobile.
JT, KBCW. Copy that.
Hey, I'll give you a shout on VHF call when I get a little bit closer.
Sounds good. Hey, just FYI, or I guess FYI, I think. How's my signal sounding today? Because I'm coming in through the Sheboygan repeater.
Oh, man, 5x5, full power and crystal clear.
If you would indulge me for a second, I'm going to switch to the Mackinac and see if it comes in the same.
Well, I believe that today is all about indulging all things radio, so go ahead. And why don't you try the Petoskey after that, and we'll compare all three.
Sounds good. K8ZAT. 8ZAT. Signal test on the W8AGB repeater.
Yeah, you're sounding just as good there. I don't think I could have told a difference.
All right, I will go to the, 1-9 machine and land there. K8JT.
Stand by there, Chris. So, there is a little bit of bacon frying in the background there on that Mackinac repeater, but it's barely noticeable. Go ahead and switch over to the 1-9 when you're ready. K8BCW, standing by.
K8ZAT performance test on the 1-9 repeater.
Yeah, 5x5, no change there. So nice that you got all three options where you are. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's and you were coming in the same, obviously, through all of them. So yeah, it's they've done a nice job with that system. It works really well.
Yeah, lots of overlap there. It's pretty darn nice. I'm on West Conway Road, about to turn on to. I'm sorry. I'm on Hathaway Road, about ready to turn onto North Conway Road. So when I get up through the curves on top of the hill, I'll give you a shout on VHF call.
Sounds like a plan. I got it dialed up monitoring.
KABCW.
K8ZAT. Bentley, if that's you, if that's K8BCW, I got you real scratchy. I could hear somebody in there, but I had nothing on the S meter and was not readable.
Yeah, that was me just giving it a try. I'll try again when I get to the top of the hill here.
Yeah, K8ZAT.
KF8FTE. Gentlemen, I stepped away for a minute to refresh my cup of coffee. I didn't get anything on that first transmission that Bentley had either.
KF8FTE from K8GAT.
KF8FTE.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I acknowledged your last transmission.
Copy that.
K8JT. Hey, just to let K8BCW and KF8FTE know, I also have a radio set up for working on MERS, and I'm currently monitoring MERS 3. Just to throw another iron in the fire, I guess.
K8ZAT, KF8FTE, copy your last, you said MERS 3.
Roger that.
NACMH, NACMH, KCAVSU, Northern Michigan Link, your round break. Not the nose, KCVSU.
KABCW, mobile to location 1.
K8GAT, copy that.
KF8FTE, copy.
KABCW, KAZAT.
KABCW, go ahead, Chris.
You know you left all your log sheets here.
Crap.
You want me to meet you at a spot and drop them off to you?
No, why don't you just fill them out for me?
Can do.
KABCW, KE8ZAT, I've arrived at location 1. Stand by for simplex test.
KE8ZAT, copy.
Okay, find the log sheet for the ICOM 5100. We'll start with that one. Okay, that was interesting.
K8GAT. And what did you find interesting about that?
I thought it would be a little bit better than it was. By the way, I could hear you loud and clear. You were probably 3x4, and I mean, I had no problems making you out. It's interesting that you couldn't read me.
Well, I could make out probably 90% of your transmission. You know, but your power was low, the volume was low, and there was quite a bit of static. So you're doing that with your antenna that's on your vehicle, correct?
Yeah, correct. It's the little bit longer antenna that's supposed to have more gain.
Why don't you hit it one more time, and let's just make sure it wasn't just a some sort of fluke or something like that.
Yeah, you know what else I'll do is I'll switch over to my shorter antenna, and we'll see if that makes any difference. But, yeah, we'll go right back to it now. K8DCW.
KC8CMQ, KC8CMQ, and APWM. KC8CMQ, KC8CMQ, and APWM Mobile.
Hey, go ahead, KC8CMQ. Sorry I got so late here.
Hey, John, good morning. Hey, I got your text message and I replied, but I didn't hear back from you. What's up?
Well, we've been busy around here trying to do this and do that. I was just going to have you do something on a computer by connecting it to one thing and then seeing if you can minimize it and then bring up another thing to watch it and then listen to the other one. What it is I was trying to track the airplanes and listen to the the controllers at the same time. The curious is you can't because you can't put an icon on the main page to do it like you can EchoLink. I said, well, okay. So that's when I texted you prior to that, and she gave me an answer on that.
Oh, okay. So you don't need me to do anything?
Not really, unless you want to put two things on your computer and track airplanes and listen to the controllers in different airports that I can set you up with if you're interested in it. If not, we can do that sometime when I see you.
Oh, okay. I already do that. I also do live tracking on 1090. So I do that. I've got the ATC stuff. I've got all that going, but I'd like to see what you got set up. All right. Let you go. I'm going in to get some breakfast at Jennifer's. So we'll talk to you later. KC8CMQ for the final and APWM73.
Okay. Well, we were playing cards last night. And Sherry had one too many bottles of wine. And we was going to go over to Gaylord and pick up our sliding glass door that we ordered. It's in, but somebody's got a headache and just went back to bed. KC8CMQ.
KABCW to KE8CAT, I am mobile en route to location 2.
KABCW, KE8CAT, copy that. Yeah, Josh had got with me, and he was leaving his location and was going to head up to the Country Club, Fletcher Road area, so he'll be a little bit getting there. He was going to be monitoring this frequency. So, yeah, and he said, no surprise that he said it was kind of a no-go hearing anything on Simplex from his area, so not unexpected at all.
Copy that.
KBCWKZAT. Hey, just for giggles, when we get to location two, when we get done with your testing here, before we vacate that spot, let's give MERS 3 a shot, if you don't mind.
From location two?
Correct.
I'm back at the original location one. I can switch over to MERS 3 right now and give it a try if you'd like.
Yeah, we can give that a shot. With just some more data for the book.
Stand by.
KF8FTE from K8ZAT.
KF8FTE, I got you loud and clear.
Hey, when you get to that spot up by Bill's Farm Market, and we do our test there, if you have the capability, if it's in your radio, I'd like to do a MERS test, too, if we're able to.
Yes, I am at my first destination. Give me a second here. I got to move around.
That was the Chandler Hill location?
Yeah, the one for me, where I go out, I'm not to the one that Bentley wanted yet. I'm going to test on the 146520, so give me just a second.
Copy that. KJT monitoring.
KZAT, KF8FT. Gonna have to give me a second. I'm gonna have to change some settings in my radio. It's transmitting like it's on a repeater. It's doing an offset. I'm not sure why.
Copy that. We do have the luxury of time today, so that's good.
Well, okay, it just had repeater mode turned on. I am gonna transmit on that frequency.
KZAT, copy.
KZAT, KF8FT, I'm going to assume that you did not hear my transmission.
KZAT, that is correct, not even a blip.
What is the MERS 3 frequency?
You would ask that. Stand by.
It's all about preparedness, sir.
I believe it's 151.93, but I'll double check. KBCW.
It is 151.940. 151.940 is MERS 3.
Okay, I'm going to test transmission on that. KZAT, KF8FTE. Did you get a copy on that? I didn't hear it opened, so I'm not sure if you were transmitting out or if you heard me.
I heard nothing on that. So, give me a second. I'm going to give you a transmission on MERS 3, and then I'm going to give you a transmission on the the national call frequency for 2 meter and just see if you can hear me. I know I can't hear you, but maybe it's different the other way. Copy?
Copy that. Standing by.
KF8FDE from K8ZAT. I'm going to assume that was a no-go on both those.
That is affirmative. I'm going to move to the next location.
KAJT, copy. Standing by. KAJT, go ahead. KBCW from K8CAT. Yep, I copied your first and last transmission. You were a little broken up. Probably 3x2 on that, but I copy you. KF8FTE from K8, I'm sorry. K8BCW from K8ZAT. Hey, with that location you're at there, it might be better if we use the GMRS Dutch repeater. This seems to be coming in a little scratchy. K8BCW to KE8ZAT. K8ZAT, go.
I've arrived at location 2. Stand by for simplex test.
Copy. I got a good signal on you this time.
KF8FTE, KF8FTE. Did you hear me open on the simplex?
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody key up on that, and I maybe thought I heard your voice a little bit in there, but I couldn't make anything out. But I did register you on the power meter a little bit.
Okay, I think I switched. I heard you say switch over to the MERS. I did that, and I do believe I was just south of Clarion on Springvale, and it was opening squelch. And I can actually make you all before that intermittently on 520.
All right. Good info.
We'll check in at the next checkpoint.
KBCW. KEAZAT, I am mobile, going to location 3.
KEAZAT to K8BCW, copy that. Also, to you and to Josh, I have to step away from the talk for a couple minutes. Somebody got stung, I got to go check on them. I will be back directly. I will let you know when I'm here. KEAZAT, clear.
KBCW, go ahead, Josh. I think Chris had to step away from the radio. All right, I think he said he'd shout out when he got back to the radio. I'm in a bad spot. Stand by.
KBCW, KF8FDE. You were hearing me on the simplex, if you were getting me.
I just heard you on the Sheboygan repeater. If you want to go back to the other channel and try again, I'm listening. Yeah, Josh, I saw the squelch breaking on the VHF call, but I wasn't hearing any audio.
Okay. I'm going to hang tight till Chris gets back to the talk, and we'll test it from there.
Yeah, that's going to be a better bet. I'm currently navigating a bunch of seasonal roads, and I'm down off of the top of the hill, so not a good test for me to hear you.
Copy that. I'll be monitoring both. KF8FTE, standing by.
KADAT, standing by.
KF8FTE. Chris, you want to monitor the simplex real quick?
I am.
KBCW to KE8CAT. I'm mobile in Wisconsin, in Belston, and we'll be at location 3 in approximately 5 minutes.
KBCW from KE8CAT. Copy all that.
Say again, Chris, I did not read you.
Copy both your last transmissions.
KV9NN, mobile monitoring.
KBCW to KE8ZAT, I am mobile and en route to the dock.
KE8ZAT, copy that.
W32D.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Zulu, November. Over.
Thank you.
KCA-VSU, Mobile, Traverse City. VSU.
And mobile monitoring. Thank you.
KE8 TIQ, Kilo Delta 5, Uniform Zulu Alpha. Kilo Delta 5, Uniform Zulu Alpha, standing by. Anybody out there on the frequency? This is KD5UZA, mobile, here in Turtle Lake Campground. Hello. KD5UZA. Kilo Delta 5, Uniform Zulu Alpha. KD5UZA. Thank you.